Good evening and welcome to Brennan House Live. I'm Brennan House. In tonight's Worldview Report, a federal judge has halted Joe Biden's federal vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in 10 states. A Trump-appointed U.S. District Judge in Missouri issued the preliminary injunction for employees at Medicare and Medicare-certified medical facilities in North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Wyoming, New Hampshire, Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Alaska, and Arkansas. Under the Biden administration's mandate, healthcare workers who work at hospitals, nursing homes, and other healthcare facilities that receive federal funding have been ordered to get vaccinated against COVID-19 by January 4th, receive a medical or religious exemption, or face firing. Judge Matthew Schlepp, in his 32-page opinion, decided that the detrimental impact of losing qualified healthcare workers outweighs the need for employees to be vaccinated and said the mandate imposes a burden, quote, on the ability of healthcare facilities to provide proper care. Today is a big day at the U.S. Supreme Court where oral arguments are being heard in the case of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, the most significant challenge to Roe v. Wade in at least a decade. The case deals with the constitutionality of a 2018 Mississippi state law that banned almost all abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. This has attracted the attention of both pro-life advocates and abortion backers, with rallies and protests being staged out front of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., and throughout the nation. A pro-life coalition by the name of OverturnRoe.org will display large blue banners with the message, quote, abortion takes a human life, end quote. They'll display this on 23 highway overpasses across America today. Quote, this is the first legal opportunity in over a decade the nine justices of the Supreme Court have had to overturn the outdated Roe v. Wade decision, end quote, explained Eric Schlegler, executive director of the Pro-Life Action League and a key coordinator with the OverturnRoe.org coalition. He said, quote, Roe v. Wade is outdated. It's bad law, and it's been responsible for the legal murder of more than 62 million children, end quote. He added, quote, if the Supreme Court upholds the Mississippi law in full or in part without overturning Roe v. Wade, they will have to replace the legal reasoning of Roe v. Wade and the later Planned Parenthood versus Casey rulings with another foundation for legal abortion. Will the conservative justices really be willing to do that? We'll find out soon enough. Turning to overseas news, as almost everyone knows by now, the news broke last week that Australia was using its military to round up and forcibly quarantine Aboriginals in its Northern Territory who had been allegedly exposed to COVID-19. That doesn't mean they were sick, but that they had been possibly exposed to someone who was. When the conservative media reported this, Michael Gunner, the chief premier of the Northern Territory, called a press conference to berate those reports as false and misleading. The Aboriginals were being sent to posh quarantine centers because they wanted to be there, he said, and those reporting otherwise were conspiracy theorists, quote, international trolls, end quote, and quote, dangerous, end quote. The Indian tribes were being rounded up, he assured everyone, for their own safety, and he was, quote, protecting, end quote, them with forced vaccinations. Here he is at the press conference last week.
I know we are all very aware of the huge amount of misinformation spreading online in the last few days. I don't really want to lean into the lies that are being spread, although given these press conferences generally get spliced up by international trolls, hello to all conspiracy theorists overseas watching this, please get a life.
So check out the latest reports from Nine News Australia on Monday about a widespread manhunt underway for three men who, quote, escaped, end quote, from the camps. And we'll let you be the judge as to the nature of the relocation camps. Are they luxury hotels, as Premier Gunner described them? Or are they prisons from which men try to escape only to be hunted down by heavily armed police? Watch this.
Good morning. We start with breaking news at a Darwin where three people have escaped from the Howard Springs COVID quarantine facility. Talia Sava is there for us. Talia, good morning. There's a search underway right now.
Yes, that's right, Davina. Good morning to you. We've been told the trio scaled the fence in the early hours of this morning. Police receiving reports around 4:40 a.m. Now, major police checkpoints have been set up around Howard Springs for the past several hours. As you can see in these pictures, they've been conducting thorough searches in car boots, checking vehicle registrations, cars and buses alike. But in the last half an hour, what we understand is they've actually been dismantled. Exactly why, that hasn't been confirmed. Hopefully good news. We're also not sure yet who these people are connected with, whether it's a repatriation flight or those Aboriginal community members who have been staying here following the Katherine cluster. Davina, what we do know is that this is definitely going to bring this gold standard facility under intense scrutiny. On Sunday, we had a man escape and found on Darwin's party precinct, and this latest situation is only going to put us under the microscope further.
We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer.
Welcome back to the Worldview Report. I'm Brandon Howe. Speaking of COVID and children, the New American reports of an alarming new study revealing that children forced to wear masks are experiencing impaired cognitive development. The research conducted by Brown University in Rhode Island identified masking as a possible cause of lower IQs in children. Brown University scientists collected data from 1,600 children and their caregivers who have been enrolled in the study between the ages of 0 and 5 on a rolling basis. The study analyzed the cognitive development of the youngsters and looked at how average development scores in 3 key areas had been affected during the COVID era, with shocking results. The report found that there was a 23% drop in scores measuring kids' intelligence quotas since the start of the pandemic. The study also found a similar dip in the same span in regards to developing children's ability to communicate, both verbally and through subtle facial cues. Next up, does the world need, quote, an ironclad agreement, end quote, a global treaty under which nations will be forced to deal with the coronavirus? Well, the United Nations World Health Organization thinks so, and it's holding meetings this week with that one issue on the agenda. As the South China Morning Post reports, the governing body of the World Health Organization will begin the only second, quote, special, end quote, session in the body's 73-year history to consider whether some kind of treaty or agreement is needed to help fend off future pandemics. The World Health Organization and the European Union have been pushing for a, quote, pandemic treaty, end quote, for months. With World Health Organization Director General Tedros repeating his pitch last week, quote, the ongoing chaos of this pandemic only undermines why the world needs an ironclad global agreement to set the rules of the game for pandemic preparedness and response, end quote. This is from Tedros of the World Health Organization. He went on to say, quote, the world has treaties to manage, other treaties. Surely countries can agree on the need for a binding pact on the threat of pandemics, end quote. In another story breaking out of the United Nations, the UN is now paying people to illegally enter the U.S. through its southern border with Mexico. Todd Bensman, a fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies, reports from a migrant camp in Mexico that representatives of the International Organization for Migrants, or IOM, an agency of the United Nations, Well, they're distributing debit cards of $800 in value to each family of migrants headed towards the U.S. border. Quote, the IOM worker said a migrant family of four gets about $800 a month, end quote. This again, according to Besman, who in a tweet with pictures from one of IOM's distributing locations declared, quote, I watched long lines of migrants get their UN debit card. The United States is the largest provider of financial contributions to the United Nations, providing 22% of the entire UN budget in 2020.